Good morning. Welcome into Gardening in the Ozarks on this Saturday morning. We've got a temperature of 47 degrees under cloudy skies. Taylor Hearing Center is color by the radar, showing that rain and lots of it last night has moved out of the area. It's in eastern Arkansas, Jonesboro, there in northeast corner of Arkansas, a little bit just to the northeast of Conway, but nothing here in the Twin Lakes area, southern Missouri, or nothing back in Oklahoma. We've got a 40% chance of showers and isolated thunderstorms this morning. Then a high today of 58 degrees. Freeze watch for Marion, Boone, and Newton counties in north central Arkansas from late tonight through Sunday morning. Freeze warning for Ozark, Taney, and Douglas counties in southern Missouri Sunday morning from 1 till 9. Tonight partly cloudy in the evening, then becoming mostly cloudy, a low of 32. Sunday partly sunny and a high of 50 degrees. Gardening in the Ozarks. And boy, it stormed last night, didn't it, Becky?
Oh, my word.
And we got an inch and 71 hundredths of precipitation.
I hadn't checked my gauge. It just looked like it was full from the distance.
A lot of wind damage around the area.
A lot of trees down that split and landed on places.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm. It was a rough night.
14th day of April, and we got a low tonight of 32.
And you know what? The average last frost or frost-free beginnings is April 15th. So I think that we're right on the edge, and I think we're all on the edge because we're tired of this crazy weather. I know we probably had an April like this before, but it certainly has been erratic and difficult. And so if all of y'all just want to call in and yell something, it'll be understandable. Don't plant your tomatoes.
Phone lines are open, 425-5522, 888-884-0364. The email address is Vicky@KTLO.com.
Would you like to clear out some clutter and feel really great about it? Do you have a junk drawer, a closet, or a garage that needs to be cleaned out? Take a little time this weekend to go through some stuff and then give your gently used items to a good cause. This is Captain Jamie Spaulding with the Salvation Army. Your tax-deductible donations help us provide food, clothing, and emergency assistance to those in need right here in our community. So do yourself and us a favor. Clean out and donate to the Salvation Army Thrift Store.
Carl Wayne's Nursery has a landscape crew that can't be beat. Call 870-425-6966 today for your free landscape estimate. Carl Wayne's landscape crew can get your outdoor scene ready to bloom. With 37 years of experience, there isn't anything that Carl Wayne's Nursery can't design or install. Be sure to call 870-425-6966 today for your free landscape estimate. Let us do the work while you enjoy your new landscape. Call Carl Wayne's landscape crew at 870-425-6966.
I am Renata Jenkins-Byler with Roller Funeral Homes. A letter that we received. I am the lead pastor of a church in Arkansas, and I wanted to take a moment to let you know how wonderful your Roller staff is. I have worked with many funeral homes during my years as a pastor, but have never worked with a more caring, detail-oriented, and professional group of people. Thank you for going above and beyond to take care of the family who was grieving, as well as making sure I had everything I needed. Thank you, Pastor Rusty, for those kind words.
Phone lines are open, 425-5522, 888-884-0364. The email address is Vicky@KTLO.com.
And we're happy to be here. I know that y'all are all as frustrated as we are with the weather, and so we'll talk about some things that you can plant perhaps by next week. But first, I would like to remind you that this next weekend, the 21st, there'll be the fourth annual free plant swap. That'll be held at the Baxter County Library. If the weather's decent, which it usually is not for this, I must say it's always been rather rainy or cold or both for the last three of them. Hopefully this will change this year for the fourth. But if the weather is good, we'll be outside on the front lawn and near the parking lot. If not, we'll be inside at the room across from Bookworms Cafe. So bring your plants, and we'll start at 9 o'clock. And we'll end about noonish, and it's totally free. You can bring any kind of, if you've got extra bulbs that you want to dig. The weather toward the end of the week sounds like it's pretty good and would be a little bit easier to dig everything because we've had a significant amount of rainfall, which is a good part of what's happened. And so you can dig up your extra bulbs that are crowded, or anything that you have extra perennials. seeds, anything garden related, bring it on in. We'll just set them on tables, and you can either swap. You do not have to have anything to swap. If you want to learn about what grows in Mountain Home and Baxter County and does really well here, like iris and daylilies and things like that, I'm sure there'll be those available also. And you can kind of learn too what seeds or what plants may not grow well here, and then you can take some to try. But you don't have to have anything to enjoy the knowledge or sharing of ideas at the fourth annual free plant swap at the library, 9 to noon this next Saturday. And then the following Saturday, the Baxter County Master Gardeners are having their plant sale. They have an annual plant sale, and it's on April 28th. And the time for them, amazingly, is 9 to noon at the same, which is the same time. The location, though, is over at the Baxter County Fairgrounds and in the Horticultural Building, you know, where they have that during the county fair. And it will be full of all sorts of plants. And so that is for a worthy cause, because they do such good things around with the gardens that they have established hither and yon in Baxter County. And that those funds will go to continue the maintenance. I know the one most public possibly that you all know about is over at Cooper Park, which is just lovely, and that whole row of cabins and things, and they maintain all of that. So it's a worthy cause. They'll have bulbs and ground cover and herbs and houseplants also. And there's no admittance there, but that is a sale, and it's for the Master Gardeners, and it's next a week from this coming Saturday. So it's the 28th. The library one's the 21st.
Week from Saturday.
Yeah. So those are two opportunities to add to your gardens. And you add to
2 weeks from today.
Right. And when you're adding to them, you're adding plants that have grown here and have done well, because having an excess that you can give or sell it means it's a pretty good plant to think about adding to your garden. But today I think what we're going to talk about mainly is the fact that you can think about these things, and at the first possible moment, hopefully as the weather straightens out and calms down and we get into a really good planting time, you might want to add to your garden yourself. Also, strawberries are one that I always get quite a few questions about and comments, and it's a really popular fruit to add to your garden. For one thing, you don't have to have a tremendous amount of space, and the taste on fresh strawberries is like the, I think, fresh anything that you grow in your garden or can get at the farmer's market is just amazing. It's a difference between night and day as far as the buying produce that has been frozen or been canned or whatever, and what you get out of your own garden, or are lucky enough to have friends that have, and speaking of the farmer's market, I drove by there this morning thinking, oh, there'll be nobody there. Well, they're there. They're freezing, but they're there. They were all bundled up, but they were grinning gamely, and Joey is there from Crossroads Gardens, and I didn't stop. I was, as Bob will remind me, I'm always kind of running late to get here, so I kind of whipped through to make sure that they were there, and there were several vendors there. I didn't recognize any but Joey, but anyway, they were there, and they had tables full of plants and produce, too, so to help you with the feel like maybe spring is coming around the corner, you might want to drop by there. I don't know how long they'll be there, possibly until noon or so, if the weather holds forth and doesn't do anything else. But back to strawberries. If you live in a small home, what's so nice is, or even an apartment or condo, you can grow strawberries, and you can grow them in a container, or you can grow them in a small garden. You can even, I know that I've seen this, and I don't think it's where you'll get a whole lot, but you can even grow them in a hanging basket. Do you remember when they did tomatoes in a hanging basket a few years ago?
Oh yeah,
and
yeah, we got all kinds of pictures.
Yeah, it was really odd, and I don't think anybody was overwhelmed with the amount they produced. But strawberries would be kind of fun, and it'd be pretty, and it kind of makes sense. I never did think the tomatoes made sense, but oh well. Anyway, in stacked planters, you can put them in everything else, so you don't have to have a large acreage to do that. There are two main varieties or kinds of strawberries. One variety is the June bearing, And then there's the ever-bearing varieties. And as indicated by the name, the June-bearing ones are the ones that are earliest. They bear all at once, and that usually is over a period of about 3 weeks mainly. Because of their earliness, and they have a real high quality, and they have a concentrated fruit set. So it's not going to be over an extended period if you have it. Make sure that you put them out early, and they will produce high yields of really large strawberries because they're producing all at once. They will probably be a lot larger than anything else, and they're extra juicy. The ever-bearing ones, though, actually produce high yields of big sweet berries from late spring until frost. They do produce starting a little bit later, but what happens is they produce over a longer period, so you're going to produce probably a lot more overall. They have the concentrated fruiting will be in late summer and fall, which is a perfect time for that to happen, and they are really good in large containers. I don't think they would do real well in a hanging basket, but they would do great in a large container. Raised beds, excuse me, are a great way to have any kind of strawberries, frankly. And you can give them attentive water and feeding, and you will not have as much difficulty with weeds if you put them in a raised bed. It's interesting because lately I have seen so many articles about raised bed gardening that is much more so than we've seen lately. And I think people are becoming aware that they're a great way to grow much, I can't think of hardly anything that you wouldn't want to grow in a raised bed. And we'll be back to talk about strawberries in a minute. We've got a caller.
Line 5. Vicki, go ahead, please.
I still want to talk about strawberries.
Okay, great.
I have the ever-bearing.
Mm-hmm.
They have nice, big, green, plump berries on them right now. And
wow.
I've got them covered with row covers.
Good.
I hope to be able to take that off by the 4th of July.
Isn't that the truth?
But I'm concerned that with the plump berries on there now, the cold weather, do you think, are they going to be okay?
I think they will. Since you're covering them, are you covering them? What are you covering them with, row covers?
It is a commercial breathable row mm-hmm. cover, and it's been on for 2 weeks again now, and they seem to be okay.
Are you taking it off during
no.
good weather?
No, I haven't taken it. It is so difficult to put that on with our wind. I haven't taken it off in the last week and a half.
Is the rain able to get through to them?
Yes, it gets through. It's like a Visqueen. It is a commercial row cover.
The only thing that
floating.
The only thing I'd be concerned about is the fact they've been covered up for so long. Even though it's breathable,
mm-hmm.
if it smothers to some extent, if it gets too warm from the sun, it could cause difficulties.
Okay.
And I would be most worried about mildew or anything or something like that because it's been kind of muggy. On a couple of the days when it has been halfway decent and warm. And that would be the only thing that I would be a little bit concerned about. Have you checked under there to see what's happening?
I can walk out there right now and look.
I think that I would do that. I think that if the days get warm, you probably need to uncover them and let them breathe. I know they're breathing, but also aerate the soil and everything because we've had an awful lot of rain, and I would just be worried about mildew.
Okay, well, this is on a very uphill slope.
Okay.
So, hold on just a second, if you can bear with me. Let me pull. I've got clothespins, and the covers do not touch them.
Okay, well, we can't hear.
Yeah, okay.
So, thanks, and let
it
us
looks
know.
It looks pretty good under there.
Okay, congratulations. We'll want some strawberries in about 6 weeks.
Okay. I don't think it'll be that long because, like I said, they just need some sun to ripen now.
Okay, well, take care.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye.
A Taste of the Ozarks, A Touch of Class, one of the South's finest restaurants. Gaston's on the White River offers a dining experience in an atmosphere casual enough for families and special enough for that romantic getaway. Enjoy a sumptuous dinner menu and unique chef-inspired weekend offerings. A breathtaking view of the lovely White River, a medley of antiques and photography that sparks memories and captures interest. It's not just a meal, it's an experience. Gaston's, simply the best there is. River Road, Lakeview.
Flippin' Fancy Flowers is a full-service floral shop that specializes in weddings, funerals, proms, and other special events. They also offer tuxedo rentals, specialty balloons, and gift items. While you're there, sample their gourmet coffees. Flippin' Fancy Flowers makes beautiful silk arrangements that will make a statement in any home or office. Also, if you're short on time, they deliver. Flippin' Fancy Flowers on East Main Street in Flippin'. Let them know you heard them on the radio and get 10% off your purchase.
Do you suffer from mild or severe pain? Does your pain control your life? You can now imagine life without pain. Dr. Long at Long Chiropractic can help. Long Chiropractic now offers M6 robotic laser therapy. This deep penetrating M6 robotic laser therapy is safe and effective pain relief. It doesn't require drugs or surgery. Stop by their booth at the Health Fair and Expo to find out more. Experience the difference of laser therapy. Long Chiropractic, it's about quality of life.
Refresh and restock at CVS Pharmacy, where it's easy to save big on hundreds of everyday items with these great BOGO deals. This week only, feel your best for less with select Nature's Bounty and CVS Health Vitamins buy one, get one free. And discover savings that make you smile with select Listerine mouthwash, floss, or pocket packs buy one, get one 50% off. Restrictions apply. See cvs.com/weeklyad for details. Feel good. Save money at your neighborhood CVS Pharmacy.
Hi, Tom Baudet with a word on fusion cuisine, where you mix one country's food with another one. I always call that stew, but whatever gets you to dessert. But whether you like a French vichyssoise with Thai chili oil, or you're more into the fusion of American burger and French fry, you'll save more for that meal at Motel 6. It's an intriguing mix of clean, comfortable, and low prices, or as we fusionistas call it, clicolo. I'm Tom Baudet from Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Graduation.
Hey there, we're back again, and happy to be here. Hope all's well with you all. We're talking about strawberries, and I was mentioning that there are two varieties, the June-bearing and the ever-bearing varieties. And, of course, we had a caller who has some undercover. I hope she will uncover them when it warms up a little bit, because, as I said, the only thing that I'd worry about would be mildew. But anyway, back to ever-bearing. I think that's where I was in the fact that those strawberries produce a really high yield from late fall until frost, which is kind of cool because they bear over a longer time. I have heard, and I don't know if they've changed there are new varieties, of course, all the time. But in the olden days, which was about 10 years ago probably, or at some point, ever-bearing strawberries kind of got a bad rap because they didn't seem to produce the large, luscious berries, as luscious as June berries. We have grown both kinds, and that was the only difference I remember thinking, that the ever-bearing did produce over a longer period of time. But as they got into the production, since it's such a long time, they began to get smaller and smaller. The June bearing, you know, are a shorter period, and they just kind of go poof and are great and large and luscious. The first part of the ever-bearing ones are good, but I tend to think, and if you have a different opinion, please let us know, but they last longer, but they don't have the biggest, juiciest, kind of like the ones you see in the pictures, you know, those are the ones, especially if you have as many catalogs that I get each year from groups that sell, you know, starts of plants and seeds and stuff, the pictures are just awesome, and a picture is worth a thousand words, as they say. And sometimes you think, well, mine never have looked quite like that. and actually, they probably never will. But anyway, I think it'd be worth trying. And then if you're not getting the yield you should have, it may be because of one or two problems. And one of the things that you need to remember is that when you are planting strawberries in the ground, be sure that the crown itself is above soil level and the uppermost roots are only about a fourth of an inch beneath the soil level. When you pull them out, the crown is, how can I do this because I don't have a visual, is the very, very uppermost part, and you'll have this kind of a matted area, maybe that's how I could describe it, and below that are the roots themselves. And you don't want to bury that matted area because that's going to die on you if you smother it with soil. So you have to very gently set that on top and put the roots underneath a fourth of an inch or so. So they're very shallow shallow situation, the buried crowns will rot and the any exposed roots will dry out and you'll just be defeating the purpose. They should be placed approximately 14 to 18 inches apart from each other. And if you're doing rows, the rows need to be separated by 2 to 3 feet each. So that takes a significant amount of space. That is why June-bearing ones are really popular, because they can be planted a little closer together and you don't have to have quite as much space. I think a lot of times people also plant them too close together, and then they run into each other, and you'll just have trouble. You can fill in with the runners, because they do need the space in order to fill in, and until the plants are 7 to 10 inches apart. And then you can mulch them. It's really nice to use mulch that is really clean, and it also helps keep the berries clean, because, of course, it keeps it up. Like the rain we had last night, we had over an inch, I believe it was noted. And in order to keep them clean and not in the mud, that's what mulch does, and it's really great. It also conserves moisture, which during July we may be needing to think about, although right now we're not having to worry with it. But now we may be having to, and a mulch, as you know, around anything is a good thing to have. And also it controls weeds, and that's one of the things that is the most important thing you need to do in the garden when you're growing strawberries, is to control weeds. And weeds invariably get in, and they will crowd out the berries themselves and the plants themselves, so make sure that you consider using mulch. If you want to keep it very simple and you want to try it and see what's going on and how it will work, plant the strawberries in a container. And just remember that container plantings of strawberries need much more water than in-ground planting. Usually those containers will dry out, and those roots are so close to the top of the soil that you want to make sure that you're watering them. Usually watch even once a day, especially in June and July if it gets hot. And so make sure you check with that. And then to know when to water, one of the things that I have found is the easiest is to stick your finger or a pencil at least 1.5 inches deep into the soil in the center of the pot. And if the soil is moist, don't water. And if it's dry, it's time to water, of course. So there you have it on the beginnings on strawberries. And we'll be back in just a little bit after some messages.
Before we take that break real quick, we do have an email that just came in real quick.
Oh, okay.
So
I
want to go
Alrighty.
Ahead and answer that. It says, Vicki, I have 2 cucumber plants started in peat pots in my sunroom already with blooms on them. I hope I can get them in the ground soon. Should I leave the blooms on until I can plant them, or nip them off?
I would nip off the blooms, and it's going to be hard to keep them, because even in good weather, you don't want to put cucumbers out until golly May, usually, because of the soil has been cool, has not warmed up significantly at all, and cucumbers are things that really like the heat. And so I hope you can keep them going. I would nip off those blossoms to give the roots a chance to keep going. And good luck.
All right.
Thanks for that email.
You bet. All right. We will take a break and be back with more in just a moment. It is 27 past 10. You're listening to Gardening in the Ozarks on KTLO.
I am Renata Jenkins-Byler with Roller Funeral Homes. We have received many letters from the families that we have served. The Reynolds family writes, "The entire staff was so helpful and caring. They attended to all of our needs. I didn't have to ask what to do at any given point. Your coworkers were always a step ahead to lead our family in the direction we needed to go. They were awesome, and we were blessed to have them. Thank you, Reynolds family. Roller Funeral Homes, with all our respect."
Car Wayne's Nursery is ready for spring. Come on down and we'll get you ready for spring too. We have all that you need to get that outdoor scene looking great. With our garden experts, you can feel confident that Car Wayne's Nursery will get you started with a springtime bang. Car Wayne's Nursery is your one-stop shop from the dirt up. We've got you covered. Come on down to Car Wayne's Nurseries at 1151 East 9th Street. That's Highway 5 South. Give us a call at 870-425-6966.
Sony Electronics is known as a name you can trust and depend on, so it only makes sense that Brad's Home Entertainment is your exclusive Sony direct dealer for the area. Brad's has been voted the number one electronics store in the Twin Lakes area for the past 6 years. They offer Sony products with financing for anyone and in-store service after the sale. Sony and Brad's Home Entertainment, products and service you can depend on. Visit Brad's showroom next to Walmart in Mountain Home or call 492-0700. Brad's Home Entertainment, your technology experts.
The following call is real. It took place between an OnStar advisor and a member.
OnStar emergency.
I was just rear-ended and I have a child in the car.
Does anyone hurt?
My son says his head hurts.
I have you at Central Avenue.
No matter where you are, you're never alone with OnStar.
I'll bring my partner on the line.
Okay, Ms. Bull, I am sent a first responder to help. How old is your child?
He is 4.
I know this was a scary situation for you, and I'm going to be right here with you.
This is scary for my son right now.
Keep talking to him. Keep him alert.
I'm sorry.
No, that's what I'm here for.
An emergency medical dispatch certified advisor is there for you, ready to help, 24 hours a day.
Okay, it looks like the first responder's coming out.
Go ahead and speak with them. Please know we are here whenever you need us.
Thank you.
OnStar is available on Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac. OnStar. Be safe out there. OnStar advisors certified by International Academies of Emergency Dispatch. OnStar acts as a link to emergency services. Visit OnStar.com for details.
It is the bottom of the 10 o'clock hour. We welcome you back into Gardening in the Ozarks here on KTLO. Matt Sharp filling in for Bob Knight. And we're now joined by Penny Wooldridge over at Carl Wayne's Nurseries. Good morning, Penny.
Morning. Hope everybody slept well last night and no serious damage. We really didn't have anything damaged here at the nursery, thank the goodness. Just a bunch of shrubs and trees down, but we can pick them back up with no problem.
Yeah.
So we were super lucky and, you know, so sorry about the other side of town, but it doesn't look like anybody got hurt, so that's always a plus.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I know you and I were just talking to her during the break. You got a lot of shipments coming in.
We do. We've got our veggies all coming in later part of next week. So we'll have tomatoes and peppers and all kinds of good vegetables coming in. Now, we do have a good selection of annuals and perennials in right now and some beautiful hanging baskets. And so lots of color, you know, if you're looking for that. But, you know, the nursery's just getting fuller and fuller with all our shrubs and trees. So if you've got a project that, you know, you're looking to do for yourself, then just bring us some pictures and measurements and I can sit down with you and or walk around the nursery and kind of show you what we have and what would go good wherever you're, you know, what project you're working on, then that will be beautiful. And you know, and if you don't want to do it yourself, don't fret, because we have a full crew to come out and give you a free estimate on for us to come out and do it for you, so you don't have to do anything but just enjoy.
And you got more time to do it now that your guys are open 7 days a week.
We are 7 days a week, goodness sakes. I was kind of dreading it, but, you know, it's my life. So I just have to embrace it. So, yes, 8 to 5 Monday through Saturday and 11 to 3 on Sunday. So it is what it is. I'm okay with that.
Very good. That is Carl Wayne's Nurseries on East 9th Street, also known as Highway 5 South. You can give them a call at 425-6966 or visit them at their location. And you've got a website as well?
We do have a wonderful website, so get on there and look. And we have some really fun stuff on Facebook. So if you look on there, sometimes we have some sales going on, but we have a lot of before and after pictures from some of our landscape jobs, so that's always kind of fun to, you know, see what we can create for you.
Absolutely. Well, that is Penny Wooldridge over at Carl Wayne's Nurseries. Penny, thank you so much. You have a good morning.
Thank you. Enjoy your weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right. It is 27 before 11 o'clock. Hey, time can move fast when you're having that much fun.
You betcha. So true.
Yep. And I believe, Hannah, we at, what's our temperature right now? She is chasing that down for us this
She's running.
Well, she's used to it. She runs.